Okay, if you will allow me to, I will just go through the old business of the minutes very quickly. I know pretty much what's going to take the most amount of time tonight as far as discussion, but we'll save that one, that item, till the last, and then we'll try to get through the rest of this fairly quickly. Josh and Dick, is there any new info with regard to the land value? Anything new?
This appointment's pending.
Okay.
We'll all both be out at the same time.
Okay. And Jerry also noted that the development company that's actually behind us has never expressed any interest beyond the initial.
We're all going to have an appointment. Question. We're working on an appointment with him, Josh and I.
Okay. All right. Then the next thing is, let's see here, the insurance rates.
We got the coverage for the year and ended up being very similar to last year. It's about $90 more, just a natural increase that happens from time to time. And it's paid. It ended up being $10,020 for the year.
Okay. All right. One, get that?
That sounds good, right?
It's the best he can find.
For sure.
Okay, then the only other thing on the business was the rental of the chipper for the workday, which was not possible. When they went to get it, they said, "Oh, it's not working," and that was the only one that was available. So we're going to have to postpone that. And we've got plenty of time before the next meeting as far as getting rid of that brush. But
regarding that, obviously not all of the men were present for it, but Scroggins tossed the idea towards myself and Jim of just getting our own medium-sized chipper, because one, we have a lot back there, and two, that's not the last time we're ever going to need one. So he tossed that at me. I said I was okay with it, and he said he wanted to bring it up tonight, but he's not here.
Okay, maybe he'll get here in a few minutes then. If he has some prices or something.
Well, he talked to me about that too, and what were you can get a 3-inch chipper for about $250, something like that, which would be about right for all the branches that just fall down from the pecan trees and stuff when the wind blows or a storm comes through. But we're going to need to, that job's going to require
a larger one,
more than a 3-inch. So,
right.
I mean, that's a possibility, but we'll still need to rent.
I think he was looking for slightly larger than 3-inch.
Do you have any cost estimates with regard to how much a chipper would cost?
The ones I looked at are, they start around $600 or $700.
For how, what size?
Honestly, I don't know the size, but it's, we probably need to invest in ones a little more than that, just to make sure that we could handle the majority of what we cut down or get out of the trees. Anything that's like a little larger, we could always just cut up and send home with somebody that has a fireplace or something. But I would say $1,000 is what I would budget for one.
Okay.
But, if it was a possibility.
Did what, Josh?
Yeah, and that would be for the, I think, the 6-inch.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well, it seems to me we need to table some of these things if we're in the process of selling the building or this. We won't need those things, And we've already spent money we didn't need. Because if we sell the building, it wouldn't make any difference, like that. So
I was not under the understanding that we are selling the building.
We're not, no. Yeah. We're just getting information together to determine whether there'd be any interest in it.
Well, how much does it cost to rent one?
$300.
$300.
That's why I was like, might as well invest in one. Just have it.
Where are you going to store it?
In the shed in there? It's not like a trailer one or anything. They fit.
Since there's not any real big hurry, would you mind getting some actual estimates and bring it back next time?
Yep.
Would that be all right there, buddy?
So what was this now?
Just, we're not going to do it right now. We're going to talk about next month after we get some actual figures.
Yep.
Yeah, we should know more by next month, but we'd know more by this month, but the meeting, our meeting messed up. We couldn't get out.
Okay, that's all that I have. So let me read to you the... we'll ask for new information or new business if we have opportunity or time. But the last thing was, a lengthy discussion was held concerning the new meeting time for the men's meetings. The two times receiving the most major support would be Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., which is now, or Sunday immediately following the services. The discussion was tabled for a later decision. So who wants to give their view of that and any other possibilities, and be as succinct as possible, because we have about 15, 20 minutes. Somebody has to speak first.
Looks like it had better response on Sunday morning compared to looking at what we have tonight. Many more people here. On Sunday morning.
Better response.
People coming.
Right.
Attendance.
Okay.
Attendance.
Because actually, we had 55.6% that watered on Wednesdays. And 44% were not to have it on Wednesday, when you count all the other things that they were for. And I talked to Tommy Davis, and Wednesday, not too bad, but that thing, only 25 minutes, I think we should have for an hour. If you throw in that with the other, it's about even of those are for it and those that are against it. And that, and there are, I don't have a problem with the 7 o'clock, but I have a problem with the 25 minutes that we have. And so I like to suggest that rather than, we have the 25 minutes before class, but we'd always count on we're going to have meet after the class, because we don't get everything done in 25 minutes. And if things are hanging on, well, who wants to be the first one to say, well, let's meet after class, so just make it that we always, not limited just to the 25 minutes before class, but meet again after class for things that are hanging on. And I don't know if I make that clear or not. But.
Anybody else?
Personal preference, again, would be 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Deferring to Brother Dennis, I would have the Sunday afternoons to meet his needs. But my overall personal preference would be once a month meeting again at, say, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. That way we can take as much time as we need to. We're not rushed. And we can all get back home before the Cowboys finish losing.
I think that really fixes the problem, though, for Dennis by doing that, because then he's got to leave and come all the way back down here.
I got to go home and take a nap.
Yeah.
A shorter nap.
So it would be a shorter nap, and he'd have to come all the way back to the building at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that he can go to work after that. So I'm not trying to be negative. I just don't think that's a good solution for...
Unless it was later, which is not popular.
Right.
And the only problem with me is, like, I was able to get here tonight. Yeah. Didn't have to leave pretty early, about 5:45 to get here. But it's if we spill over afterwards, I just can't really stick around very long to get home in order to be at work on time. And there's some times we want to discuss business where we wouldn't. It'd be nice not to have a time limit, you know, where we can take care of business and not feel rushed.
Exactly.
That's why I haven't volunteered to chair.
No, I understand.
I would be very short.
What about right after services? Is there any indication that that would be problematic for members because of how much time we've already been there and the willingness to stay or the ability to stay, or whether we would feel rushed with regard to that?
All of the above in my count.
Yeah, people with younger children, I can see that would be problematic. Especially if there are those who can't go on and go home, which is the case with the Jacks.
Let me ask this question. Do you think that as time has progressed, that we have gotten to the point where we need less and less time for business meetings because of the amount of stuff that comes
down.
Up?
That's how I feel. I feel like it's not even...
And what I'm saying, then, if that were the case, then maybe it wouldn't be necessary often to be able to have to stay unless something pressing would come up.
Time-wise or how many times a month?
still talking about once a month for a men's business meeting, but taking your suggestion of staying after if there's a need. If we don't get the material finished in the half 25 minutes, to go ahead and meet again after for as long as it would take.
Right. Well, I was saying that we just count on that we're going to meet afterwards. That way, somebody won't have to stick their neck out. They want to stick their neck out the one that wants to test it. Yes, to say, well, let's meet back here, you know, and waiting, kind of play it by ear, I guess. And
well, I mean, there's no reason for us to count on meeting after if we don't have anything more to
right,
talk about.
Right, but I'm here. I mean, like, right now, anybody else in there know? Well, we know there's nothing, but the last time we were rushed, and we did have, and we don't know if there's anything ten pending or not, because we rushed. The first time we did it, we were rushed right then. We went overtime and such. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, any time is great with me except the 8 o'clock one.
On Sunday morning. What about you?
But,
you have preference beyond the survey? Yeah, I think you mentioned the survey. You wanted 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Would it be your preference?
Yeah, I like 7 myself.
How about you, Jay?
Don't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference to you? Okay. Lorenzo?
No difference.
No difference to you? Okay. Has everybody said what they want to say about it?
No, we'll mention one thing about we don't always need to go by majority.
We're trying to get a consensus.
What I'm saying, we don't go by majority rule, because sometimes you can almost, that one particular person has whatever it might be, we think about our brother, but I'm not feeling that's a problem now, but I mean, but
that's one thing. I like to make a suggestion when we're discussing these things and we're asking for thoughts and comments. There needs to be some self-awareness there and reading of the room, you know, if you will. We're trying to get a consensus, and so if something is being suggested and it's obvious that the majority of the room wants one thing, we'll think about, okay, if I want something different, is this something that, first of all, I'm willing to, you know, it's something that is such a big deal to me because of my preference that I need to, you know, interject, you know, do I need to interject? Do I need to, you know, put my two cents in? And if you do feel that way, preface it, you know, because, well, here's what I think would be best because, you know, I've got these concerns. Okay, but what does that mean? Are you willing to go along with what everybody else, or are these concerns so great and these differences so great that you're not willing to go, you know, give some information when you're commenting? Because we keep commenting and then just leaves us in this spot where we don't get anywhere, you know? And if it's something where you have a preference, but you're not, you know, it's not a big preference, and you see that the majority of the group is agreeing to something else, then be willing to say, well, hey, you know, everybody wants this, so I'm fine with that too. Of course, we're not talking about doctrinal things. We're not talking about spiritual, you know, when we're just making these decisions on times like this. And I think that'll help us to get to a decision, because that's what I'm kind of seeing through these meetings. Well, what do you think? Well, I think this. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you're not willing to go along with this, or are you okay with going this? You just have some concerns that you want us to point out. And make sure we, you know, look at if we're going to go this way and you're okay with it, or these concerns are so great that I don't think we should do it at all. We just need to be, again, kind of self-aware, read the room, and be more clear on the purpose of our comments, so that we can, because that's the only way we can really get to a consensus, if we're considering those things. Because we can all sit here and give our opinions, and we're never all going to have the exact same opinion. And we can still, you know, everybody in the room can say what they think, and we still haven't made a decision.
Josh, would you acknowledge that the 4 o'clock afternoon, which is your personal preference, is maybe not workable because of Dennis's...
4, 5, 6, it doesn't matter to me when we would come back.
No, I understand coming back.
But I've already said...
You could do 6 instead of 4. Okay, well, that doesn't...
I know, but I've already yielded to...
But I don't think anybody... I don't think anybody in here wants to come back on Sunday evening.
You're not going to get good participation if you come back.
Hold on. Let me pause that right here. Wouldn't get good participation because people don't just simply don't want to come. I mean, it's the obligation of every man in the congregation to come. Unless they're
they feel like coming and want to have input. It's not. I wouldn't call it an obligation.
We want
the Bible that rules having business meetings or not to begin with. So
let me explain my concern in regard to that. We want full participation of the men. We want as many to participate as possible. You have to. This is what I do in my preaching all the time. You have to balance two things. Number one, the recognition of where someone is, and the encouragement or discouragement that anything might. In other words, if you can make it easier, you make it easier. But ultimately, it is their responsibility, and I don't think anyone would deny that or disagree with you on that in that regard. You know that we can't make our policy because someone's not going to do what they should be doing because we've made that policy. But at the same time, if there are two or three different choices, and one would be more likely to has someone who otherwise might not come would come, then maybe we can use that as an encouragement and growth. That's my concern. And the same thing with regard to long meetings. Some people just get tired of sitting through long meetings, so they're not going to come. Well, that's their fault. That's their problem. But at the same time, if we can make the meeting shorter by being more concise and on topic and everything, that something can benefit and maybe strengthen them because it involves them. So, again, please don't misconstrue what Josh is saying in regard to that because he understands that as well. We've talked about this pretty extensively. But there is a reality in regard to these things as to do we want the eight that are going to come no matter what to come and then others aren't just because they don't want to come back or can we meet sometime where maybe a few others might make it? That's the question. Didn't she ask?
That being the case, and I do agree, then we want it to be in conjunction with a regular service because that's when people are going to be here. If we call it Saturday morning and Monday night, fewer will be there, so that makes sense. So then it's a matter of which service would more people be at, that they'd be more apt to be at the meeting. If there's fewer on Wednesday night and more on Sunday morning at 11, you're probably going to have better attendance right after services. If we do get it down to a 30-minute meeting, it really doesn't matter if we do it Sunday afternoon or Wednesday before.
That's what I was going to say is I think the biggest problem that we have here is that the majority of people in this room, and I'm not talking about a majority rules thing, I'm saying from what I've the feeling I get is that most people don't mind deferring to Dennis's like Sunday after services, but would almost rather still have the meeting limited to like 30 minutes because the meetings, if it's open-ended on the end of a service, it just gets dragged out. So I think, if we can, there's no way to streamline it perfectly in an open forum, but we just have to rely on the person that's running the meeting that month to be like, look, this is our agenda. We're going to stick to the agenda. And, we got to try to be mindful of the other people that are attached to the people in here. And that people get, you get a bunch of people in here that are hangry. It's not ever a good situation.
Well, I think that'll keep the meeting short.
That was my point. But, I think if there was a way to ensure that the meeting would stay around 30 minutes, I think everybody would be like, yeah, sure, Sunday afternoon's fine.
That's just not the nature of men's business meetings.
And
this church went a long time without them, and you just got to get used to them again. Sometimes it takes time. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. And it's because we don't know how to be succinct. And that's what Stan asked for, and we can't do it.
Yeah.
Could we can't be brief.
Some topics are going to require some time.
All topics require time.
Well, could we consider this then as a compromise? Have one of the two proposals be adopted for a trial period of about a quarter of a year, 4 months. It's a 3 months anyway. 6 months, 3 months, and then just see how it's going. See if we want to make a change. Okay, someone make a motion. Who feels strongly about which one to make this motion about?
A motion we try Sunday after services for a period of let's do 2 months because we did this for 2 months now.
Okay, motion's been made for 2 months.
Let's go.
Seconded. Everybody in favor of that? Anybody opposed to it? All right, so we will have meeting after services on Sunday morning. Second Sunday, if it seems to be the most probable because of the personal work we're not like we had it before. Is that okay there, Will? And we'll try that for a couple of months, see how everything's going, see what the preference is between that and what we're doing right now. Okay? Anybody have any new business for the meeting?
Well, let's go along with, I mean, the business meeting is a function of the church. And whether it takes 15 minutes or 2 hours or whatever, the business meeting is to be conducted, whether it's an agenda thing. I thought we did away with that. I mean, this is not like a social club or a thing like that. I mean, you might not like what I'm saying, but...
No, I don't think anyone disagrees with you, Dick. Everyone is in agreement with that.
It's a business meeting, and all business meetings have an agenda.
We'll leave it to determine whether we'll continue. You know, we don't talk about that. It's not on the agenda, all that. No, I mean, if somebody has it, to them, it's important, you know.
The purpose of the agenda is merely to be organized. It's not to preclude anyone from talking about anything that's needed, which is why I'm asking now. Do you have any new business? We're not going to try to keep anyone from talking about anything of importance at all. The only purpose of the agenda is to organize it, which we didn't do that this time because Jim was gone and we didn't ask about it. So we didn't even have an agenda today.
But even when we do have an agenda, it's open, right?
Anytime anyone has new business that they need to deal with concerning the church, then we need to deal with it. We agree with that. Everybody agrees with that.
Yeah, well, that's the way we've been doing it, you know, and that's the way it should continue to be. Have an agenda plus new business, you know, I have no problem with that.
But does anyone have any new business to discuss this evening at all?
I had a question. Brother Burns is one of the check writers, and he'll be leaving us soon. Is that something we're considering?
His card's already been torn up and thrown in the trash.
Okay. And so, I don't have any checks.
Yeah, we'll get him off the account. It's just a matter of me and Josh and Jim. We've got to go to the bank and get it done.
All right.
Does the man want to have a fourth man to be added?
That was going to be my next question.
Since January, I've never even had to sign anything. So
big deal.
What have you signed?
Maybe one time.
Yeah.
Well, you two are the ones that need to know. Jim's not here, but y'all need another man to. The only other consideration would be security in the sense of more involved in knowing what's going on, but that's not been impactful up to this point.
You can do it with the debit card. You only need one person.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sound like...
No, that's fine. That's fine. So the decision we've made the decision then to just persist with the three men who have the signatories right now for the foreseeable future.
That's right.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Then we are...
That's our new business?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we don't have time for anything. I want to talk about we had that personal work class of that Josh, it was great. But what kind of results that we have and such. And we talked about having a personal work one-on-one where we meet. And why do you always frown when I talk?
I'm listening. That's why I'm listening. Not frowning.
He sees the whole page.
Just concentrating. See, I can smile and do it too.
But anyway, what we call personal work 101. I talked to Dennis about that. And we get in a group and put our own input on experiences we've had and everything. And when we set up this time chain from 9 to 12, that we're going to have the afternoon and do the things that some things be Lord work, like go to visit, like we did at Weatherford. And have groups get together, you know, and that'd be a good group thing. Is, of course, I don't know if anybody would attend, but that'd be another group thing to have that personal work 101, you know.
Right.
And you were going to mention about that Philippine earthquake.
Oh, I apologize about that. I didn't. There is a need, a pretty strong need, with regard to the devastation in the Philippines that has been reported by Ron Halbrook and others. I can talk with Harry Osborne about it as well, and it'll be certainly worthy of benevolent funds being sent that direction. Would the men be interested in setting aside some money for that purpose?
Yes.
By the church or by the individual or both?
Well, we can mention it to the individuals. They would have to make that decision on their own, but right. But we're talking about the Treasury.
Okay.
Anyone have a suggestion on the amount? I think a couple thousand dollars.
Okay, that was going to be my question. How does the dollar spend over there compared to here? I mean, because I want to be as generous as we can.
Yeah. Well, I think we're more limited by what we're comfortable about sending than any exchange in the relative aspect of that. Of course, okay. It goes a long way there.
Okay.
The money goes a long way there.
About a thousand.
Huh?
About a thousand. And then anybody else can add to that.
Okay. Is that something everyone's comfortable with? Send 1,000 and then ask the individuals if they want to participate in that to send it? Okay. Let me get some information together with regard to the means by which we can send it. It's possible Ron Halbrook's, it's possible Harry Osborne is another. He's actually over there right now and may have some firsthand information as to where it could best work and help. And then I'll get that back with you and check with you real quick.
Okay. We adjourned.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.